Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think on Twitter, I said it's haunting and brilliant. I'm talking about Adolescence, the documentary. You can follow me on Twitter, by the way, at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave_Harrigan. It's a four-part series. It's been out long enough now. Starts with a family, normal morning, police bust in. They're here to arrest their son on charges of killing a classmate. And the family is absolutely floored. This is not possible. Has to be an awful mistake. And the journey it leads you on for the next four episodes is, to me, mesmerizing. Because this kid, Owen Cooper, and his acting as the individual who is accused of the killing, he is so good. He is chilling. And how his family reacts, the father in particular, who, along with his co-producer, put this whole thing together. And he was honored with an Emmy also. And the examination of social media, Dave, and kids, and classes, and bullying, and tune outs, and isolation, and feeling like you don't fit in, and what parents know, what parents don't know, what teachers share. Man, I had heard some about it, and then just consumed it right away. There's four episodes. The episode where Owen Cooper, sits down with the therapist.
Third one.
And the range of emotions where he goes from one of the sweetest kids possible to, as you're watching on your couch, your chair, you're thinking, thank God I'm not in the room with him.
Mm-hmm.
That is the most memorable piece of entertainment I've watched this year. What do you want to say about it?
For me, it's second only to Twins baseball since the trade deadline, I think. Yes. No, I finished Adolescence because you and Adam both said you have to watch this, have to watch this. I finished it probably about a month ago.
Okay.
And I felt the exact same way. The kid was brilliant. I thought his father, Stephen Graham, plays his father. I thought he was even better. The third episode you mentioned with the young man and the female therapist inside the jail, and you think five different times that he's going to snap and you're fearing for the safety of the therapist, because you're right. I mean, the kid is going from mild-mannered, calm, to getting agitated, to why are you doing this to me, to absolutely flipping out violently.
Yeah. And you fear for what's going to happen.
Yes, you absolutely do. And I think the final episode grabbed me even more with the things the dad was dealing with.
Yes.
The
Now they've been iced. Now they've been targeted by people.
Yep.
Because they're blaming the family for what the kid did.
Yes. The work van gets vandalized, and the dad's just, you know, you can tell he's just, you know, his mind is going faster than his body can keep up, and he's, you know, completely just off kilter. You know, everything in his life has been turned upside down, and, you know, by the end of the episode, he's just sobbing. He's just sobbing into a pillow, and I just, oh, that episode got me even more than the third one.
Yeah. It's just the range of emotions, right?
Yes.
Because it's so different, because at first you're like, this kid couldn't have done this, right? He's so sweet, so innocent, and then...
Then they bring the evidence on you.
Yeah. And it resonates, sure, with parents of high school kids, of former high school kids. But the idea that this doesn't resonate with you if you're not a parent or it's been a long time, don't buy that for a second. For music, Sturgill Simpson. When I saw Sturgill at the Armory, just absolutely loved him. Just, I think the Armory is so cool to see music. There's something about Sturgill that I am just drawn to and just loved it. I also thoroughly enjoyed the Foo Fighters until my migraine kicked in and I missed about five of my favorite Foo Fighters songs. So those are two. Any music that has stood out to you? A movie that has stood out?
I don't think I've seen a movie in the theater. I've seen some older movies, certainly, that I've watched. I didn't see a concert. I will say I've gotten a lot more into Chris Stapleton this year.
Yeah.
Not that this is new.
Yeah.
Than I ever have been, and there's about three or four songs I still listen to on repeat pretty much anytime I'm standing in the kitchen doing some dishes with Alexa. Hey, play that one.
Yeah.
Play that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's tremendous. Oh, I mean, there is, one other tune.
Talking.
It's time for... Now it's just been hanging with me for the last couple of years.
That's not this year.
I've still been into it this year.
Yeah, of course you have.
You didn't say I had to debut this year.
We're into the pit now. I'm late. Okay. With Noah Wiley.
Where do we find that one again?
That's an HBO Max.
Okay. Well, you know I'm not paying for that.
I know. Well, I can't believe you pay for any streaming, to be honest. $20 an episode. I'll open up a window, not real wide, and you can stare in from outside.
Will I be able to hear the audio too?
Not well, but, you know... Captions? Is captions okay?
Sure.
Well, then I can
I'll bring my binoculars so I can read the captions.
Then I can close the window.
Just make sure it's clean. Those Pella windows, you can't let them dirty up.
Hey, should I mention Pella right now?
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, that'd be great. We'd love more texts on what piece of entertainment is just indelible for you this year. Lighthearted, fun, including this text. Best entertainment. My wife wearing only my high school track top for birthday. Yeah.
That's entertaining.
Congratulations to you. 651-461-9226 on the text. Pella, PellaNorthland.com. Most of us, it's pretty simple. Do the windows work? Do they open and close? Do they keep the house cool when I want it cool? Do they keep it warm when I want it warm? But it's a lot more than that, especially if it's not a brand new house. So it's 5, 10, 15, 20, 50, 60, 70 years old. Are they really working? Here's what you should do with Pella. You should stop by a showroom, Woodbury, Brooklyn Park, Plymouth. You should go online, PellaNorthland.com, and you can find out. You go to the showroom and you see the great availability of the new windows, the technology, the styles they have. When you go to PellaNorthland.com, you sign up and they'll come to your place and it costs you nothing. They'll assess your windows, find out about your budget, give you style ideas, but work with your style and give you a presentation. Right now in September, as we're in the middle of September, still a great deal available to you. Two options, $250 off per qualifying window, $500 off per qualifying door. That's one option, or 0% APR for 48 months. Last house, now the house I'm living in, guess what I have? Pella windows and doors. They're the best. Check them out right now.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Best piece of entertainment you've consumed this year. A number of people talking about somebody somewhere, I think two seasons in so far. Is it Jeff Hyler? He won Best Supporting last night, gave a very enthusiastic, emotional, relatable acceptance speech.
What show is that guy from?
Somebody Somewhere.
Don't know.
It's individuals who are LGBTQ and also of faith and how their lives all intersect. I have not watched it.
No.
But there are a number of people very passionate about it. A number of other folks chiming in on Adolescence. Did you watch
it? I haven't watched that yet. It's on the list.
Man, you would really, really like it. Somebody wants to know if Dave's wife knows he's washing dishes with Alexa. Yeah.
And she's aware.
Any other tramps coming
in? Sometimes she stops by to dry.
Interesting.
Whoa.
AC/DC concert at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Huh.
Best book I read, The Will of Many by James Islington. Amazing okay. read. What's your signal there? What was that?
Reading books.
Yeah.
Come on, we're past that point, aren't we?
Wow. Would you rather read a book, Jason, or the audio version of it?
I do not believe listening to a book is reading a book. I know that many people disagree with me on that. I would say if you listen to a book, you've listened to a story. You've enjoyed a performance. Reading a book means you got to read it. It's my view.
What I'm thinking of is factually incorrect,
right? I think that's exactly right.
But I think the audiobook crowd counts it as reading. I don't.
Oh, so when they put out the 20 books I read this year, by the way,
yeah.
No one cares. Okay, no. Stop telling us. Okay.
So proud of you.
As I'm now talking about the shows I've watched. There was a wink there.
No, I don't think that's the same.
Oh, it's not. But
they think it is. They act like it. Oh, I read all these books. Well, did you? It was on in the background while you were doing the dishes?
Yeah.
Please.
Didn't realize this was community. Jason was going to attack today. Have you done
fake
it?
Fake readers.
Yeah.
I'm coming for you.
Fake readers.
Coming for you.
I mean, we got Dave who's just.
You never know. Who am I going to rage on today?
Yeah, Dave's laughing at people read books, and you're laughing at people do the audiobooks.
Yeah, I'm pro reading.
When is.
Of course, when's the last time I read a book?
I was going to say, you know, I don't know if you really are.
You know.
Love audiobooks. The text will recognize different parts of the brain are activated when reading. Somebody Somewhere, a lot of people raving about. The Pit, I mentioned today.
I like The Pit.
Did you finish it?
Yes.
We're at a point where it's starting to get interesting with Noah Wiley.
Yes.
Yeah.
My normal complaint about streaming shows is that they are too slow. Too slow.
Mm-hmm.
That what they stretch out over a season.
You could do four.
And like, if your sell on a show to me is like it gets really good on season three, I'm like, well, I have a life.
Or okay? Wait till season seven.
Yeah, no. But the slow pace of The Pit and then all the stuff that's happening in one night, it's cool.
He just said he's too busy for entertainment.
That's what I heard.
Too busy. Just prepping for the next show. That's
he
what
is
I'm
entertainment.
Doing.
And reading books.
Oh, I listen. Someone reads the newspaper to me. That's what I do.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.